It's nearly impossible not to leave a carbon footprint on the planet, even in death. But as the Innovation Trail's Daniel Robison reports, Buffalo's largest cemetery is trying to make dying more environmentally friendly.
Forest Lawn is a sprawling cemetery with more than 800 acres, 14 miles of road, and
162,000 souls under our perpetual care. They're joined by about 1,000 people a year who stay.
Joseph DePinza is the president of Forest Lawn, a name that evokes idyllic images of the site's natural settings. It's hundreds of trees, middling brooks, and hilly terrain. Now, the site is trying to boost its nature cred even more by offering something known as a green burial, which has less environmental impact than traditional methods.
Really, green burial is the oldest burial there is. I mean, in this country, go west, young man. As they were going in their horses and carriages across the plains and a loved one died, they buried him there on the spot with whatever they could fashion together for a dignified burial. A shroud, perhaps a blanket, perhaps some wood that could be spared and turned into a box or a coffin, if you will.
Modern-day green burial is not too far removed from that. It often involves no embalming, a practice that is relatively new among the general populace. It went mainstream in the 1860s when bodies were shipped home during the Civil War to be seen one last time by family. For green burials, there's no strict definition, but most involve a simple biodegradable casket made of wood, wicker, or bamboo that requires no outer burial container, allowing the deceased to be reabsorbed into nature more quickly.
So there isn't a list that says, well, if you want this for green burial, it's this or that. No.
Okay.
You buy a grave. Do you want to be in there in a casket, in an urn, scattered, in a shroud, embalmed, not embalmed? 100% natural fabrics and fibers, to perhaps just a topical preparation, and then interment. So there's a lot of variations.
Some even prefer the plot to be dug by hand rather than by a machine that runs on diesel. But DePinza warns these practices are not likely to become the norm. And some choose the green burial option without taking logistics into account, especially if relatives live a ways away.
Wishing for a green burial for a parent when you're not going to come to Buffalo for 10 days, that's going to make it difficult as best. And I don't know how to say that more delicately. For a green burial, you need time is of the essence so as not to cause either a health department or health concern or public health concern or perhaps an emotional upset to the family.
These burial methods are becoming more popular across the world, partly because they're cheaper. New green-only cemeteries are opening, including one in Newfield, New York, just south of Ithaca. It resembles a wide-open, overgrown field, and there are no headstones. All in all, it's whatever works for the people involved, says DePinza. What's important is that green burials maintain the deceased's dignity while not harming the planet any more than necessary.
So it's inclusive rather than restrictive. So there are multiple levels, if you will, or as I've heard people say, multiple shades of green.
In Buffalo, I'm Daniel Robison for WRVO News.